Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the At-Large Metrics Working Group call on the 17th of October 2013. On the call today, we have Cheryl Langlois, Maureen Joliot, Tijani Benjamin, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Alan Greenberg, and Deborah Anderson. We have received no apologies for today's call, and from staff, we have Silver Ivanko and myself, Matthew Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Natalie. Aren't we being polite? This is Cheryl. And I must start today's call with a most humble apology. The agenda is rather belatedly adjusted to be vaguely and only just acceptable for reasons known only to the communications between my tablet and the wiki space. It would refuse, absolutely refuse, to do editing of the agenda in preparation for today's meeting. So Natalie's been kind enough to literally type in a couple of alterations and changes on the agenda from the previous meeting, and we'll just have to make do with that for today. But I do apologise. So if things seem a little familiar and as if you're having a sense of deja vu with some of these things, it's because we've literally cut and paste and just done some adjustments. And to that end, please ignore the time allocation and someone keep going. We might need to locate that echo, Natalie. Please ignore the time allocations. We will just manage with the times we need for each of the pieces. Okay. So let's then jump on in and look at the action items that came out of our last meeting, which was dated the 19th of September. Natalie has kindly put a link to that in the chat, but because I can't actually go anywhere, isn't she wonderful? She's bought it up, is that okay? Excellent. She's going to post it in the centre, so we shall have a quick look at those now. Cheryl Langdon, or to work with the At-Large Staff to Modify Metrics Work Group Workspace Wiki page. This is a work in progress, if you'll pardon the pun. And it will continue to be a work in progress, certainly past our next meeting. So keep that on the books. Thank you. Matt Ashtiani, to find out if Big Pulse offers vote tallies per voter as a measuring tool. I'm not sure that Matt has had time to do that, but Matt's not on this call, and I wondered if Sylvia might own checking up with that action item to see if Matt could track that down. The rationale there, just to refresh your memories, was that if it was an easy way to accumulate vote tallies per voter, in other words, the number of times a at-large representative in the ALAC or a non-com representative in the ALAC had voted, whether that could be accumulated automatically rather than going through the reporting and adding them up. So that's still, I believe, to do. Sylvia, is that your understanding?
Cheryl, if yes, I may interject, it's Alan.
Of course, Alan. I'm not seeing hands, so just jump in. Go ahead, Alan.
Under the new rules, reinforcing what we were supposed to be doing before, we are likely to be doing more votes not through Big Pulse. So that's not going to be a complete solution.
Sorry, can you just repeat that? I was switching.
We're likely to be doing more things by consensus and not by voting.
Understood, Alan, but a measure of being involved in a high number of votes when called is still a measure
that's
required.
Fine.
So it was really a matter of, rather than having to have staff troll through, you know, outcomes of votes to see who did or didn't, whether or not there was a tally system, seeing as you all have unique identifiers.
Yeah, no,
but yes, consensus is...
Yeah, I understood that part. It's not a definitive record of how you have participated, but it is a record of the Big Pulse vote, yes.
Yeah. Of those times when tallying is done that way. Okay, so that one continues on. Sylvia, you don't have an update that I'm unaware of, do you, on that?
No, not at all.
All right, well, if you don't mind owning a follow-up with Matt, that would be excellent.
Sure.
Julia has set up Doodle for a metrics work group fortnightly between now and Buenos Aires. The decision was to be at a fixed time, but the times were to be offered between 1400 and 1700. We appear to have had that happen because we're all on a call at the moment. I must say, G and Tar and thanks for the Now I'm in Daylight Saving 1 a.m. calls every fortnight. I really do appreciate it, but we will battle through. So that's been done, and we'll continue with this as a standard fortnightly call from now on until we get into BA. Maureen, Dev and Tejani to lead the metric work teams, and it seems to be, and use Lucid for these work team working sessions. This is a suggestion from Dev. He feels that the small group activities are adequately covered by Lucid, and it would be a good opportunity for people to familiarise themselves with this new tool and as an alternative to some of the features in Adobe Connect. Some of the features that Adobe Connect have, which are very useful with larger groups, is probably not going to be necessary with the smaller metrics working teams. And we'll come back in more detail to have a talk about those working teams later in today's agenda. But I am unsure whether Dave has had the opportunity to go through with Maureen and Tejani about Lucid. But if he hasn't, Maureen, you're on the call. Have you been given any in-servicing, or is it read it and try it on the web? What's the story with Lucid, do you know?
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Maureen.
Oh, good, great. No, terribly sorry. We haven't been able to find a time to meet up with it. I could see that Deb was trying to write something in the chat, but he hasn't been able to connect or something. But, yeah, we're still working on that one, sorry.
Okay. Not a problem. We'll just leave that open, and I know everyone's very busy with a number of you going off to the Internet Governance Forum in Bali. I'll be in another plane tomorrow morning. Well, actually, not that many hours away from now. And after that, there might be a little bit more time on your agendas. Natalie, to work with Maureen on the Adobe Connect polling system. Am I to assume, Maureen, that this is another one that we leave open and will be done in the future?
Yes, Maureen. Yes, sorry. Yes, Natalie did attempt to make make a time, and we just couldn't connect. But yes, that's something else that's definitely in the pipeline as well. Sorry.
No, not a problem. Yeah, you are, in fact, a group of volunteers, remember. There's no gold watch and chain at the end of this, just our undying gratitude. Sylvia, to work with Maureen. Do you mean, Maureen, you have an awful lot on your plate? Sylvia, to work with Maureen and the RALO leaders. And I know this has been happening because you've done at least two meetings. So what I'll ask you to do, Maureen, is update us a little later in the call. It is something, however, that you've definitely carried as an action item, and if you like, we can mark that as complete and then just assume you'll give us updates from time to time. Heidi,
go ahead, Maureen. I just want to say, sorry, Maureen, it's just that... That is definitely a work in progress, and we have made a start on that one, at least.
Not a problem. Heidi, to add at-large metrics working group to the Buenos Aires, schedule on Sunday, 17th of November, from 0800 to 0900 local time. That has been done, and I don't believe there's any changes. Sylvia, are you aware of any changes to that?
No, not aware of any changes.
Terrific. Okay, so we're all set for that. And last but not least, Julia, to add the Metrics Working Group meeting to both Olivier and my calendar. And I'm not sure whether that's been done because I haven't actually looked. But if it isn't done as yet, I have absolute faith that the magic will happen in the not too distant future. So let's move on from our action item review and jump back into the discussion of the use of work teams. As you've heard, at the moment we've got the pen holders and the three work teams, which is more in looking at the outreach and integration. We've got Dev looking at the tools. What else did we call you, Dev? Do you want to give us your proper title?
So Dev, actual title? Let me think about that.
Okay, come back to us if you like. But it was all to do with tools and the measurement.
Automating it.
Yes, but that they're not a huge impost on staff, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Tijani, I believe your particular work team was looking at the specifics of the new metrics that would be proposed based on but not limited to the work that AFRALO had already done, which was in the ALS metrics, but also I know that there's been little time for either Dave or Tijani, with particularly Tijani's commitments to the Internet Governance Forum in Bali, but Dave, I'll offer both you and Tijani some time now. If there's anything you do want to bring us up to speed on, that's, we could go to Tijani first, if he has anything he wants to mention.
About Bali or about the work that I need to do?
About the work that you need to do after you survive Bali.
Okay. Okay. So for the metrics themselves, if you want the proposals for metrics, we have already some proposals from Euralo, from Naralo, I think, and from AFRALO. And I think we have to look at them broadly because we are now speaking about ALAC and not about ALSs and not about RALOs. We have to look to the metrics broadly and with bearing in mind that we are dealing with ALAC members. So I think something has been done, but it's we need more work on them, and I think we have in Buenos Aires we will not be ready to give a full and exhaustive proposal, but we can propose ideas and discuss them in Buenos Aires.
Thank you, Tijani. This is Cheryl for the
Hello.
Record. Yes, thank you, Tijani. This is Cheryl. Yes, we do hear you. Go on.
I'm dropped?
No, you're not dropped. No?
Okay, now I hear you.
Yep, all good. Okay, is that it? Have you finished?
I finished.
Terrific, thank you. This is Cheryl speaking. Thank you, Tijani. I think actually the opportunity to workshop some proposed measures and metrics is ideal for the Buenos Aires meeting. What I might ask you to do is to see whether or not you think a discussion time of, say, 15 to 20 minutes would be sufficient. So if you have a think about that, I mean, I'm happy to do 20 to 25 for your topic if needs be. But we do have the opportunity to, I think, workshop some proposed metrics. The other thing is, of course, if we look at the Section 9 of the new rules of procedure for the ALAC, there are a number of particulars, excuse me, that are already outlined there, and that's where, I suppose, Dave's group has also got a role to play where we've already isolated measures that need to happen. The tricky part, of course, is then working out how they happen. Thank you very much, Tijani, for that. I want to talk about all of the work teams in a minute, but I'd like to hear from each of them first. Dave, I suspect that you've got your technology task force meeting that link there. Thank you very much. If you'd like to speak on anything done or planning to be done, that would be great. Go ahead, please, Dave.
Thank you, Cheryl. This is Dave Antilaksing speaking. I was experimenting with how to automate as best as possible some of the statistics that we need for the metrics, such as the meeting attendance. And this is like one experiment that I had started to do. Essentially, let me see if I can simplify this, but we can assign page properties to a wiki page and then pull this into a report. So this is what I attempted to do. I just picked 5 meetings, and then if you were to click on those meetings, 2013 meetings, you would see that what I did, I created a table and put the name of the person, and then present, apologies, and I was thinking maybe I needed to put everybody in and then say red for absent. And then the idea would be that, then a wiki page would then pull all of this information into a table. Right now it's not looking as good as I would see, but I think this is more due to the template that's being used right now by the wiki. It looks very much more nice in the previews of when you preview the macro in the when you're looking at it, when you're editing the page. But this is one approach. However, I am leaning more and more towards, I'm thinking that what probably needs to happen is that for working group pages, there'll be a consolidated meeting attendance record. And I'm thinking that might be the more straightforward way and more easily consistent way of doing it. In other words, instead of marking the list of attendees, you will have a link back to the meeting as an event page, and then there will be a table showing the first column being the names of attendees, then each column for each of the meetings, and then you can have a red, gray for green for attending, gray for apologies, and red for absent, for example. Okay. And then from that color-coded scheme, you could then, you could see it visually, who's absent a lot, who's attending a lot, and so forth.
Yeah. Well, even pluses, dashes, and minuses can do those functions, and maybe less inflammatory than some of the color coding, of course.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just remember the concern that people had with sort of colour jumping out at them. Sorry, this is Cheryl speaking. Okay, Dave, that's actually really exciting, and I'm wondering how much time,
Cheryl,
would you like... One moment.
Yeah, Alan, it's
and how much? Yeah, thanks, Alan, just a second. Dave,
okay.
How much time would you want in our Bonaceres meeting to discuss what your work team is doing?
Okay, well, I would think about... I would say 15 minutes. I would say 10 minutes. I mean, 10 minutes would be fine.
Okay.
I think what I'll do, I'll expand on this. I will take one or two work groups and then try to do some of this consolidated information and then we could see it, look at it more closely and see whether is this useful or not useful.
Okay.
So.
Terrific. Okay. Thank you very much. I see Tijani's hand up, but Alan, is that an old hand from Tijani or...?
Go ahead, Alan.
Okay. Just two quick points. Number one, regarding color coding, Cheryl, you're right. The red wave flags in people, but I strongly support color coding. It makes it so much easier to scan something and look at it, but let's avoid red. Make the non-attending blue or something like that. Like bulls, red inflames people. And I think we can avoid part of the problems. Or use nice pastels for everything, even the non-attendant. But color coding makes it just infinitely easier to get a feeling quickly out of something. With regard to tools, I tend to be a Luddite. On the other hand, you don't want people doing a lot of typing. And it dawned on me that one could easily write an Excel macro that if you cut and paste the attendance list into, a box on an Excel thing and then run the macro, it can easily parse it and put ticks in the right boxes and things like that, which is not quite as complex as trying to extract things from wiki pages. And yet it's a few seconds of staff time instead of a laborious process of filling things out. So we may be able to find something in between. Thank you.
Can I respond, Cheryl?
Please, go ahead, Dave.
Hi. Thanks. This is Dave speaking. Alan, and I was looking at that possibility as well. We can, embed, I'm seeing in the latest Confluence 5.1, there are plugins for spreadsheets. So there is a possibility that, say, once a spreadsheet is in one particular location, right, the staff would then, doing a similar thing where we just have a table, but it could also be a spreadsheet. And then from that, of course, you can do summations and so forth a little bit more easy in a spreadsheet rather than, than a wiki.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I was saying. It's just so much easier to write a macro, and the behavior will not change every time they change the wiki and things like that.
Yeah. And then the file itself, the actual meeting statistics file, will be on the wiki as a file.
Yeah.
So it'll be, kept if the wiki is migrated or whatever.
As a Luddite, I support that.
Oh, well, this is Cheryl speaking. Can I just say that is high praise indeed, Alan. That's very, very impressive. Dave, I think you should practically rest on your laurels at that point, really. I should not be so frivolous. Fantastic. Well, thanks, Dave, and we'll do 10 to 15 minutes in your work team's presentation/discussions. And if you feel you need to have particular materials available in terms of display, we'll probably want to have those included in any of the Dropbox files that go out ahead. I'm just very aware that Sunday morning at 8 a.m., we probably want everything right at our fingertips for that, and you're probably going to have a fairly visual presentation. You might drag us through. I guess the other question is, Joe, did you want to use Lucid at that meeting?
This is Dave. Perhaps, given it's the short time between now and Buenos Aires, and you could stick to what we know for now and just continue to use the Adobe Connect. I mean, probably after the Buenos Aires meeting, then look at using Lucid when there's less, sort of less pressure between four.
Sure. So noted, and so we shall do. We will stick to Adobe Connect at this point. Maureen, I happen to know you've been interacting with regional secretaries left, right, and centre. Do you want to bring us up to speed?
Cheryl.
Yes, Maureen here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Maureen. Maureen, I apologise. I do have to stop you. Tijani had raised his hand, and he did want to speak after Alan. Go ahead, Tijani.
No problem. It was covered by the second point of Alan. I didn't have a technical solution to propose, but I do think that there must be a way that the staff do a few things that give the result without very complicated operation. That's all. So it was covered by Alan.
Thank you, Tijani. Maureen, back to you again.
Sorry, Maureen here. I did have, I think I mentioned in another meeting, my technology wasn't fully operational, but I was able to load in an explanation. Yet to get, any feedback, but, I'm hoping to be able to meet up with people and and another meeting is planned for November 1st, I think. I'll just check with that, but yes, and so continuing dialogue.
Thank you, Maureen. This is Cheryl speaking. I wanted to just ask you, as we plan for our Buenos Aires meeting agenda, will you be happy with 10 minutes, or do you want to make it 15 minutes in a discussion? What is it you would like to have allocated for your work team's interactions?
Maureen here. Yes, I would like to perhaps just do a little bit of an update there, and but I would like to have a question and answer thing would be really good. A little session
sure.
of time for that would be great.
All right, so am I hearing 15 minutes from you then?
Okay. All right.
Well, you only have an hour, which is why...
I think sort of like a little bit of like a 10-minute presentation and some questions and things, I think that would be, ample.
All right. Okay, this is Cheryl then. I'm running 10 to 15 minutes for Dave's work team, 10 to 15 minutes for Maureen's, and 15 to 20. And in fact, what we'll do is try and get all the administrivia over as soon as humanly possible and ensure Tijani's interactions are given as much time as humanly possible with a 5-minute review of what's been said and done, next steps and action items after that. So it'll be a fairly simple agenda. So I'll put that together now. But in the next few days and get that off to staff. But it means you've all got timings now to work with if you're putting a presentation together or wanting to do a Q&A, as you said you would like to do, Maureen. So to that end, there's two things I wanted to ask you all as pen holders and work team leads about. 8 a.m. is, of course, not the most popular time to have meetings, but I'm assuming that you would like to have as many of the regional leads and at-large community members who have interest or otherwise along to this. So do you want us to advertise on the lists? How do you want to do, Maureen? Do you want to push it to the regional secretariats as well? I mean, we don't want to just speak to each other, is what I'm hearing.
Well, Maureen here. I'm assuming that, like before Buenos Aires, anyway, I will be meeting with the secretariat, with the RALO secretariat on November 1st. So I'll find out from them about what would be most appropriate. Communicate with them at that meeting.
Right. Cheryl, thanks for that, Maureen. And I think what we might do is ask you to be quite particular in your interaction with the regional secretaries to say that the meeting on the 17th is on, what time it's on. Tell them to watch the space, although I'm assuming it will be in whatever we call our room. The ALAC room is probably going to be the venue. And, of course, to say that they should spread that same invitation to any of people in their region that are going to be attending Buenos Aires. So we'll also make sure, and this then is for staff, make sure that it is blatantly clear on our agenda, on our public agenda, the full ICANN public agenda, but also our internal agenda, that this is an open meeting and that all interested parties are welcome. Having got people interested and at the actual Buenos Aires meeting, I'm wondering whether you also wanted to take an opportunity at the Buenos Aires meeting to try and encourage some other members of the community to be engaged in your particular work teams. I'm not particularly fussed to try and necessarily say to people, can we have some more of you just joining our group? Because those of us who are consistently contributing are doing just that, despite the fact that there are some others who've joined the group who haven't as yet had the ability to contribute very much, but there's plenty of work to happen in the future, so there's plenty of time for them to contribute. But I did wonder whether at the monasteries meeting you three wanted to specifically do some outreach and sort of hijack one or two characters that you think might make particular contributions to your work pieces. You don't need to answer that now, but I just thought I'd raise it as an opportunity for you to get perhaps one or two other people involved in the particular work that your teams are doing. If you want it to be formal, of course, we can then send formal calls, but, you know, I'll take your advice on that. Did I hear you, Maureen?
Maureen here. I was just going to say that Sylvia has going to schedule some time for me with the RALO meeting, and I have already considered some people within each of those sections who I'm surely going to shoulder tap to provide some assistance.
Excellent. Terrific. I think what it is each of you should act in your own autonomy to try and get the talent you need to help you along. Now, it'll be a standing agenda item on all of our future meetings to have a brief update on where you are at. And what I'd like to encourage you to do is, assuming that there's always at least a skeletal agenda put out fairly early on the meeting pages, feel free to edit, put any links to pages, all those sorts of things, on the next meeting page. And to that end, I'd like to make sure that when Natalie and the team, or Sylvia, puts the next meeting page in the next fortnight up, it'd be delightful to get, you know, one or two meetings ahead. So we had a couple of the dates listed. Now we've got the fixed meeting schedule. And so that the drafting teams, the sub-teams, should be able to associate off those pages or into those skeletal agendas, anything that they want to bring to our attention. So that kind of means us getting, you know, at least one or two dates ahead of ourselves. I think that could be quite handy and would certainly have stopped the disaster of today's agenda not really happening. Is there anything else that anyone wants to discuss about the use of work teams and particularly what we're going to be doing in Monasteries for their interactions? You might just need to yell out if I don't see your hand. Hearing none and seeing none, we're going to move on. Excellent. Any other business call, I'd like to actually sort of jump back. I seem to have gone ahead of myself into work teams and missed looking at... looking at Section 9 from our Rules of Procedure. You all probably have a very good and deep, in the case of Alan in particular, working knowledge of Section 9. So I'll ask you all, do you want Natalie to put it up in the shared space and for you to draw to our attention any additional measures or particular issues that any of you have seen with this, remembering that this is the expectations and measures that are already enshrined within the ALAC Rules of Procedure. Alan, over to you.
Thank you. Just a reminder that there is a second list of stuff that is effectively enshrined in the adjunct document on position descriptions. And if you remember correctly, for expediency's sake, we largely took the existing position description document and integrated it, making a couple of changes to make sure it corresponded to the list of people we were talking about. But this group should be looking at that document, making sure there aren't any conflicts between the two, because there could conceivably be, and looking at metrics for the things that are identified in that list also. So just as you're, as the work is going on, don't forget that there's a second document that's tightly coupled to the rules of procedure that is very closely related to our work.
Cheryl here, thanks for that. Could I bother you to put the link specifically to that adjunct document where it resides, because I know you have them residing separately. And if that link
that
can go under references on the wiki page, that would be excellent.
Okay.
That'd be fantastic. Now, who is going to own that compare and contrast work? Do you think it should sit with Tijani's work, although it does have reference to Dave's as well, or Alan, is it something that you want to have an oversight role on? What's your suggestion there?
I'm not taking on the responsibility. I'll certainly work with people.
Okay. All
sorry.
Right. That's fine. You rush to the lead of many things. We don't have to force you to the front all the time.
But I'm rushing to the lead of not delivering on things I promise also. So I'm trying to cut back to things that I know I can handle in a 27-hour day.
Only 27 hours. Well done. Okay, so I guess that leaves me to 10 to suggest. This is Cheryl speaking. Tijani, do you think that this compare and contrast work might be something that could fit in your sub-team and that Alan could assist in that particular work?
It is certainly included in my work, but for sure Alan should help, and he's ready to help, so thank you very much. And I want to ask you, Cheryl, I didn't find the list of the members of this working group, the working group on metrics. Where can I find it? Because I need to call people to integrate my subgroup so that we work together. Why I have to work alone?
Certainly. I'd love to, Cheryl speaking, I'd love to tell you I have the URL for the wiki page at my beck and call, but I don't because I don't memorise those. But either Sylvia or Natalie will pop that into the chat for you right now.
Yep.
There we go. Dave's beat them to it. Well done. There's the link.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And we have in fact spent, I think it's 2 ICANN meetings now, asking people to confirm and to consider the regional balance on that list. So that is what it is. And, of course, come Buenos Aires, it's quite probable that you'll be able to hijack one or two other people that you think are talented. So what we've decided then, let's be clear, is that this compare and contrast work, particularly from the adjunct document, will be within the existing sub-team that Tijani's heading up. Alan will contribute and no doubt end up being a major player despite his best intentions on this work. But that's going to live under your larger group then, Tijani, so that's good. Sylvia, over to you.
Just while you were speaking, Maureen and I were chatting, and one idea is to have a quick chat, informal conversation with each of the RALO leaders. Maureen volunteered to do that, so I will schedule quick chats with each of them so Maureen can explain the metrics and the objectives of this work in more detail and have a more fluid conversation with each of the RALO leaders. So I will be doing that, and I have noted this as an action item.
Thank you very much, Sylvia and Maureen. That's excellent. It's Cheryl speaking. This is terrific. Thank you. Is there any other points or discussions that anyone wants to make on obviously Section 9, recognising that you may not have all recently read and digested the adjunct document, but of course all the ALAC members, currently serving ALAC members, will have read it and committed it to memory when they voted on it, wouldn't they, Alan? But that's going to be on the wiki page, if not momentarily in the not-too-distant future. What we might do is spend a small amount of time in our next meeting's agenda to look at that adjunct document and just make sure we all know what we're talking about.
It's in the chat now, but it will be on the wiki soon.
Yes, thanks for that, Alan. I'd appreciate that. That'd be good. All right. So let's leave what was item three then alone, and we've already really done item four, which is just me doing things backwards. Never mind. That's going to bring me to a call for any other business. Go ahead, interviewee. See what happens when you let the boss join in.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's Olivia speaking. I was just, I missed the last call, and I'm afraid I haven't had the chance to listen to the recording or read the transcript. I just wanted to have a quick idea of what our time frames were for this group to devise a set of metrics that we can start working with. The reason being, I am concerned we are now coming up with a new set of nominating committee appointees and, of course, a new set of ALAC members. And, you know, is it the view of this group that some metrics could already start getting recorded whilst work goes on to define a fuller set?
Thanks for the question, Olivia. This is Cheryl speaking. I'm very tempted to answer that myself. That's not my job. I would be very surprised if Alan and Tijani and Dave and Maureen didn't have an opinion on that, however, so I'm going to toss the floor open, even though I suspect I could second-guess what they're going to say. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Ahead, Alan.
In theory, we are collecting numbers as of two weeks ago. In practice, that may not be happening, but the rules are in effect, and we're supposed to be using them. To the extent that that's tempered by reality, so be it.
Yeah, that's exactly the gist of my question. Are we in a position where we can today go with practice? Because, of course, we've got the new ROPs. I'm eager to get things going on this.
Well, Olivier, very few of the metrics we're proposing are going to kick in with remediation after 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably most of them are longer term. And I would like to think on pretty much anything we are measuring, we are at least recording it now. So minutes of meetings should be saying who's attending. We should have records of who's voting. We should have records of who's participating in consensus decisions. All the information is going to be there, so we may have some makeup work to consolidate them when we have the tools and when we decide exactly how we're going to do that. But very little should be lost if we're careful about actually keeping track. The one thing, for instance, we haven't done very well in the past is keeping track of attendance at individual meetings, at ICANN meetings. We have to make sure this time around we're doing that because the rules of procedure explicitly call for attendance to be recorded on a meeting-by-meeting, on a session-by-session basis within the ICANN meeting, not just who's in the city. So I don't think we should have any problem. We should be in the state in a position of recording everything. If this group ends up deciding that we average things over a 6-month period or a 3-month period or a 1-year period or whatever the running window is, we're going to have to get up to speed and retroactively go back and get that data.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we have a problem. I just think it's some work that's going to have to be done and we shouldn't forget it. And we have to be really meticulous, which we've been moderately good at, but not... not anal about it, unfortunately, about making sure we keep track of participation in decisions and attendance at meetings. I don't think we have a problem.
Okay, Shirley. Thanks, Alan. I see Tijani was very quick at putting his hand up. It's just you spoke first. Over to you, Tijani.
Thank you very much. I fully agree with Alan that remediation couldn't be implemented now, very, very soon. Because, Olivier, you know how controversial these things are inside ALAC and inside at large. So we will propose first we are making the records, and we have to make the records. Second, we will try to propose things, and Buenos Aires will be the first if you want proposals that will be submitted to the ALAC, and I am sure it will bring a real hot discussion, and till we reach consensus, we will finally be able to apply the remediation actions for the metrics that we will propose. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. It's Cheryl here. I just wanted to raise the points that Heidi's popped into the chat, where she's asked us, the question is there an AI for staff on attendance, and should it be taken at the beginning or the end, or should a role be taken? These are questions I really would like for you to discuss now, so she has clear guidance before Buenos Aires. But I wanted to take a little chair's prerogative for a moment and just put in another alternative, Heidi, and that is, of course, self-appropriate tool for self-reporting and peer review that reporting is accurate is another way forward of that. To some extent, that's kind of happening even in chat. The Skype chat at a meeting is full of I'm here with whoever and we're doing this, that or the other. It's probably not a big jump to have that in some way more formalised. Obviously, that would be punted directly over to Dave, and I'm going to ask him to respond to that as well as perhaps to your question more broadly and give his opinion on the answer to Olivier's question right now. But it does seem to me that we should be able to trust people to effectively and accurately self-report, especially when we're trusting others to say if they're actually not doing it accurately. Because I don't think it's reasonable for staff who are already stretched beyond the bounds of human endurance at these meetings to be running around like blue-eyed flies counting heads. But that's just my biased view. Dave, your response on that, please.
This is Dave. Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of a way that could be simplified. You're right. What happens in the Skype chat, people do tend to report in, they say, hey, I'm here, and so forth, but is there a way to somehow make it easy for them to edit the wiki page when they're in a meeting? The thing is, obviously, is that, editing a wiki page, well, it's easy to do it on Skype to type in a little text message to say I'm at this meeting.
You can SMS to a conference page.
Well, yes,
to a conference page.
There is a method where you, I don't know about SMS per se, but there is a email to Confluence plugin that could be installed. And what happens is that what happens is that staff can then just simply just forward either the chat or get people in the habit of, say, email so and so, email this address to say where you are, you know. But then requires again discipline on everybody to really do that. So there's an email plugin. You can embed it as a comment. So the email goes to a comment of the wiki page or to the actual wiki page itself.
Okay, well, that sounds very promising. So, Cheryl, I'd like to hear from Olivier on 2 points then. Did he feel his answers were, the answers he got, were in some way satisfactory? And would he perhaps, I see Alan, I assume that that's a pan germane to these points, so I'll go to Alan before I go to Olivier, but just to finish the question for Olivier, and how would he feel as doing a self-reporting model as a trial in Buenos Aires? But Alan, over to you first.
I guess I would object. I think that you know, for various reasons, people won't remember to do it. We'll have inaccurate records, and then we'll have a situation saying, I was there, I just forgot to send my SMS, or my SMS didn't get through, and SMSs often don't get through in foreign countries. People don't always have, you know, a phone that works there. I really, you know, I think we're trying to over-engineer this, and I understand we're trying to keep staff work to a reasonable level, but keeping track of attendance of ALAC members and RALO leaders, I think just it's going to have to be one of the things that's done by hand. And yes, you know, we need to decide, do they have to be there for the whole meeting or the beginning of the end, or at least 5 minutes during it? And this group will have to decide, is, you know, attending via, you know, Skype because you're actually at another meeting count. You know, I have my opinions on that, but, you know, we're going to have to come up with some formal rules. But I think that we're going to have to bite the bullet and say there's a staff component in this. That's my personal
opinion. All right. I'm not going to give my personal opinion. Now, Tijani, you wish to make a response to this point before we go to Olivier?
Yes, effectively. I agree with Alan. I do prefer that the record must be done by the staff, and it must be done half an hour after the beginning of the meeting. It is the best way. I think ICANN staff is doing the same for the record, for the attendance in the ICANN meeting. So I think it is a good approach, half an hour after the beginning, because some people perhaps arrive late, and for people who come, who just show up and go after the beginning, they will not be recorded. So half an hour after the beginning, it would be a good approach. Thank you.
Okay. Olivier.
Thanks, Cheryl. It's Olivier. And I must say, one of the perks of working with intelligent colleagues is that all of the questions that I ask myself in my head and that I try and answer as well lay out suddenly in front of me, with some people on the call asking the questions, some making the points, some answering the question. And it's an absolute bliss to be here and listen to the discussion. I am of two minds. On the one hand, of course, as has been said, we want to keep staff work at a minimum. But at the same time, you know, here, effectively, if one looks at it strictly speaking, we've got policy implementation execution. And the policy is there now in the rules of procedure. I think that this working group would have to look somehow at the implementation of it and the execution further down the road. I would certainly be, as a first start, as a first step, for staff to keep track of attendance at ICANN meetings, just as they keep track of attendance in working groups and in ALAC calls. And that's one of the ways, you know, that's the job of someone dealing with the call management, effectively. And I do know, and I guess I'm not breaking any confidentiality in any way, but when Gisela was at ICANN meetings, I would often ask her to keep track of who is in the room and who is there, and she would be able to have, very quickly, looking around the table, a list of who was there and be able to record this. You know, we're now not looking at counting the number of minutes that people spend in the room and the amount of time they take to go to the toilet and back. But what we are looking for is for attendance and knowing pretty much where people are, so that if we do require them to be around, then we know where we are, where they are. And I can understand, as you know, there are other meetings out there, and I think that the system has worked quite well. In the past, apart from a few glitches Certainly with regards to the ALAC, it has worked quite well. So I would say that as far as the execution of it is concerned, it would definitely have to be staffed. For the time being, I do have the same concerns as Alan with regards to SMSs and self-reporting and people mentioning they are there when they're not. I am aware of some people turning up for 5 minutes and then disappearing afterwards, and then you just think, well, hang on, what's going on here? So you need that essential element, independent element. In addition to this, I would just add that perhaps one of the recommendations of this working group, and maybe one of the things you could look at, would be for any kind of optimization or automated system that staff could use, instead of having to edit wiki pages and make it a cumbersome thing. I note that as far as the policy development is concerned, Matashjani has developed this set of pages with the front page and then the next pages, and now his management of the system is a lot faster than it was than a few years ago when pages had to be created from scratch. And perhaps there are avenues that could be looked at, and I'm also looking in Dev's direction with a link to the Technology Task Force of things that can help us, tools that can help us, or rather help staff in being able to track this.
Thank you, Olivier. I see Tijani. Go ahead, please.
It's an old hand. Thank you.
Oh, old hand. Okay. Hand has disappeared. If I can respond a little bit, and I'm not actually being flippant when I'm saying this, I do think this, let me be definitely not flippant to begin with. Okay, it's Cheryl, for the record, by the way. The implementation, and I like how you dissected that out, we really have the policy in inverted commas sitting under the Tijani Allen work team, the implementation sitting under Dev's work team, and the communication, acceptance, buy-in and next steps type stuff firmly in the world of Maureen's, which I think is delightful, and I'd very much like if we could staff to capture that in some sort of little diagram, if the clever kids in camp in the graphics department can, you know, whip together, you know, three triangles and three circles or whatever it takes to make that, I'd love to have a sort of a corporate graphic that made that really clear. I think that's a fantastic way forward. In my utopia, and this is where I'm actually not being flippant, I've certainly been to conferences whereby something I am carrying, wearing, or hopefully not having had digested, is able to, in near field technology, know where I am, because it offers me, you know, unique services and interactions. I've often not actually joked, because I am actually deadly serious, suggested that, you know, we could not necessarily put a subcutaneous microchip in people. I'd be willing to do that, but there's this privacy thing that some people are concerned about. But we could certainly have something that a little dongle that one could carry or whatever, and we could have absolute record of who's in what meeting, where and when. That's, of course, my utopian future. But, Dave, I would definitely not... I would definitely not discount it. There's a whole bunch of little dongles and bracelets and name tag attachments that do work in these sorts of technologies. They're already in the conference world. And Olivia, don't even pretend to be so shocked. You know that's something I would have gone for. But in the future, we certainly want to try and make sure that we're not making more work for staff. So to that end, I'd left it. You know, there's nothing wrong with the barcode. They can actually wear... I'm going to have barcode jewellery and QCode jewellery made. I think that might be the go. Anyway, enough of this frivolity. Yes, it is over-engineering. But let's see if we can get Heidi a firm action item out of this, shall we? It appears to me, Heidi, that the will of the meeting and indeed of the chair of the ALAC is that it will be a staff roll call activity during Buenos Aires as a trial and ongoing in the near future at ICANN meetings, and that there will be a head count of those present in what room. Halfway through, the suggestion was around 30 minutes into a session. Now, I was loose on that around 30 minutes is, unless Heidi has 16 staff doing this, they can't all be, you know, in 16 different work groups rooms looking at the same time, half an hour in. So somewhere between, but certainly not at the beginning of a session, at least 30 minutes into a session, head counts will happen. And obviously we need to make sure then, Olivier, and this one's clearly over to you, that you make your ALAC aware, old and, of course, most importantly, the new kids in camp, that this is the standard that's going to be expected, and they need to be quite sure that their head has been counted. So no hiding behind the column within the room and that sort of thing. You know, if they happen to be at the loo, they make sure they find someone and say that I really was there. Olivier, back to you. If you're wanting to finesse that AO, I'm sure Heidi would appreciate that.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. It's Olivier speaking, and I'm in agreement with your AI, although I'm a little concerned about the over-engineering side of saying, well, after 30 minutes, etc. I think that it one might just look at it at intervals. Certainly, there needs to be a roll call during the first meeting of the day. We have conducted that anyway. And in fact, in some cases, we have had some poor attendance records. And one of the concerns I have had is that with people arriving late, sometimes after lunch, sometimes early in the morning, that has made us late during the whole day. And no matter how efficient one can be, if you start late, it's going to be tough to finish early. So that's one thing. But another thing is definitely to do with the interval. I would say every now and then, maybe at the start of every session that we have, so it could be the morning session, but then we have another session afterwards, etc. Staff can quietly just do an attendance record. It doesn't need to be a thing where everyone has to go around the table and say present. And as I said, Gisela has already done that in the past. I don't think there's a reason why it can't be done and just actually done as a matter of a process and told to everyone, well, this is how it's going now.
Okay. Thank you very much, Olivier. I just wanted to respond and have to the record Alan's question in the chat, which it was, isn't this meeting for deciding what we need to do, not dive down into the detailed rules? And I would proffer, Alan, that no, in fact, it is the business of this work group to make sure that implementation, so not just the policy, as in the rules that Olivia has now defined them as, is actually achievable. I mean, surely we've all agreed that everything could possibly be measured and all metrics could be considered collectible, but at what cost, human and in time, and to what use is very much what this work group business is. And it's no good saying you've set an objective of, you know, 95, 75 or 100%, let's assume it's attendance. If one is at an international meeting, that then one is going to attend 95% of all the meetings one has signed up for, or whatever it is, unless you can actually do the measurements as well. Heidi's escaping, but she has noted that there is time to decide how to take the role. The bad news is it looks like the staff are going to have to be doing it at least for the short term. Alan, over to you.
Thank you. For the record, I wasn't talking about this work group's rules. I was talking about today's meeting. And I understand this is my first meeting, and I may misunderstand. I thought we were trying to set up our work plan at this meeting, not dive down into the original rules. I wasn't talking about this work group. I was talking about today's meeting.
Okay, all right. Well, our work plan is very narrowed. It's all about between here and Buenos Aires at this stage. And we are going to be, at Olivier's request, doing the collection of metrics in a real and practical way at the Buenos Aires meeting. Dave?
This is Dave. Just to say that, you know, I agree that staff needs to probably do the collection. And I put in the chat, just to say that, you know, I'll investigate whether there's mobile apps or tablet applications that do this. Because I'm thinking that will be far easier than trying to edit a wiki page and trying to edit a table and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So I guess my question will obviously for the staff will be exactly what tablet do they have? Do you use, Android or is it iOS?
Okay. Well, can you make that an action item?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, what was your second question?
No, I agree. That's the word.
Okay.
Having that as an action item. So.
Terrific. Okay. So what Dave and his work team need then, for Cheryl speaking, is an audit, for the want of a better word, of the equipment used, particularly the mobile equipment used by staff. And I assume it'll be either Sylvia or Heidi that own that. That would be great. Okay, Dev, would you like to repeat the AI in case I mangle it?
Okay, this is Dave. Myself to investigate mobile / tablet applications for tracking meeting attendance.
Staff are to send you a loop.
Yeah, and the second AI would be for staff to send a list of the mobile devices they typically use at the ICANN meeting. Do they have access to tablets? What devices do they have, mobile devices?
And operating systems, is that correct?
Well, yes, but, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right, fantastic. Thank you very much. Dave, did you have your hand up for anything else, or is this just an old hand?
That's an old hand, dropping it.
No, I'm surrounded by old hands. It's a very experienced team I work with here. It's not a problem. Okay, so is there any other business before we make sure that all the AIs are clear? Nope, not hearing or seeing any. In which case, let's just make sure that everyone's had a look at the action items. We have to investigate. I think we might need to roll them up. I can only see three, and I'm quite sure there's more than three that we've done. I tell you what, in the desire to not take any more of your days, Sylvia's been very prompt at promulgating the action items after these meetings. Can I just ask you, Sylvia, that you put all seven AIs to the list at your earliest convenience, and we promise we will get back to you if they're not as we believe they should be.
Okay, I will send in a few minutes.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. And I can assure you you'll be hearing nothing from me because, you know, it's 2:10 in the morning and I've got to be up at 5 a.m. So the rest of you have got to dot the I's and cross the T's on today's action items. So there is seven action items. Let's just all make sure that Sylvia gets the feedback from you. Is there any other points anyone wishes to make? If not, we have our next meeting a fortnight hence at the same time. There'll be a confirmation reminder or invitation, whatever way you want to describe it, sent out shortly. I did want to ask you all on this, did you want to have, in a number of other work groups, people are requesting iCals, calendar invitations to be sent out. If you do want that to happen, then it's probably something to think about, and I assume you can just directly requested of staff, but then if staff find that the majority of the work group want it, then we could probably make it a standing action item and pick that up as a tool for future work groups. We had decided at the last meeting that it will be a fixed time, so it'll be the same time, a fortnight hence, and we will also get a couple of agendas ahead of ourselves. With that, I want to thank you one and all and apologise for the slight delay over the time allocated, but I'd also suggest that we did start a little late, so I'll forgive ourselves. And it sounds to me like certainly Maureen and a few of us would like the calendar adding. So Sylvia or Natalie, you two probably need to have a talk about how that might be best operated. Well, how is not the problem, it's by whom that needs to be decided. All right, thank you one and all, and I'll talk to some of you very shortly. Bye for now.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Cheryl. Bye.
Thanks so much, Cheryl. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Safe travels to all of you who are heading to Bali, and I'll leave those of you shortly. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Take care, bye-bye.
Take care, all.